It's Atta Shem. This is Reuven Levy speaking from the Chutzel Chesed Yeshiva in Shalayim. We are learning book Gan HaShalom on page 83 in the Hebrew version. Talking about putting our wife in first place. So Arshat's now. Ad Heichan HaKavod. How far do you need to go with this? He says as follows. Echad mitalmidi, one of my students, Hayomed Lifanai, Hayomed Lifnei Tefilat Mincha Betzibor, was standing, getting ready to daven Mincha in the minyan. Kshayishto Hitkar Shalav, his wife called him up on the phone and said, Sheyavo Miyad Abaita, that he should come home immediately. Amala, he said to her, Ishti Yakara, my dear wife, if you want, I'll come back immediately. Aval, ani omed bidyuk lifnei tefilat mincha, but I'm just standing now, about to start mincha. Ulay et palel miyad achar kach avo. Maybe I should first daven and then come home straight after. Amra lo, she said to him, lo, no, miyad tavo, no, please come back straight away. Azav ha-talmid hakol. The student left everything, umiyat halacha baita, and immediately went home. Kach sarich linhog. This is the way you need to act. Afilu sheyipalel achar kach b'yichidut b'beito. Even if it means that you daven afterwards by yourself at home. You miss the minyan, doesn't matter. More important to put your wife in first place. She said she needs you home now, you need to be home now. There's a story of a Rav, I can't remember which Rav in the States, Blinena. Anyway, he would give a shiur from 7 till 8. And if it came to 8 o'clock and he was in the middle of talking about something particular, he would close the book and stop. And the students said to him, well, why don't you just continue for next, you know, finish the idea, 5-10 minutes. You can run over, no, you know, there's no problem. He said, no. He said, I'm worried that if any of you told your wives that you're going to be back at 8 or 8:05, however long it takes you to get back, and I run over a few minutes, you're going to be back late. You're going to be back later than you told your wife. And it's not appropriate. If you told your wife you're going to be there at 8:10, and you need to be there at 8:10, because that's what she's expecting. Kamuvan, kamudubar lanashim normaliyim. Of course, we're talking about normal people. She'agever be'emet ovedet Hashem, where the husband actually wants to serve Hashem. V'lo mechapes teirutzim lezalzel b'tefilah b'tzibur v'chulei. And he's not looking for excuses to avoid davening in a minyan. Right? This is not a heter, this is not a permission for husbands who don't really want to daven in a minyan to say, oh, I need to help my wife out at home. And see, Rav Arish says, if your wife needs you, it's much more important to be at home. And use that as an excuse not to daven in a minyan. So he's only talking to husbands who actually want to do what they're meant to be doing, want to daven in a minyan. Then they have a heta if their wife needs it. But not generally to use it as an excuse to stay in bed longer or to put your feet up on the couch just because my wife might need me, so there's no point me going to shul. Adam kazeh shebe emetz arich litametz imsor zman latet lishto. Alav liyot mukhan la'azov akor bishvila. So a husband like this, right, the normal husband, that in truth needs to put in effort to find time for his wife, on him, he should be prepared to leave everything, put everything aside for her. Afilu shemidei payam, utzarech levater bishvil zeh, al tefilat b'minyan, or al sha'ot shel limud. Even if this means that from time to time, he might have to give up davening in a minyan, or learning for a few hours of Torah, etc. She'al zenema, about this it said, Bitula shel Torah zehu kiuma. The cancellation of Torah is its fulfillment. Ki mitoch kach, right? What does it mean that cancellation of Torah is fulfilling it? The fact that I'm not learning Torah means I'm actually fulfilling it. The Torah wants me to do, it doesn't want me to just learn. It doesn't want me to learn about Shalom Bayit and not do it. It wants me to close the book and go and do it. Right? There's no point learning about it. So the fulfillment of the Torah is actually stop learning now and go and do it. So sometimes you have to miss a shiur in order to actually fill what the Torah wants you to do. Because through this, the wife will get confidence that she's the most important thing for her husband. And therefore she will automatically free him after that. 24 hours a day. Once he gives her the confidence in him that she needs, then she will free him for his Avodat Hashem. Ukamosha Shemati mi Pivsha Mori Rabbi Eliezer Berlin Shita. And like Rav Arish says that he heard from his teacher, Rav Eliezer Berland, any time a student will come to him with a problem of Shalom Bayit, he would say to him, Tishma, listen. Tishma b'kol ishtecha, listen to the voice of your wife. Im hi omeret lecha sheyishay b'bayit, if she says to you that you need to stay at home, tishay b'bayit, so stay at home. After that, she's going to give you a month of freedom. Right? Stay at home once and you get a month of freedom after that. So, if we see that these things, which may sometimes require giving up matters of Torah, such as davening in a minyan or learning Torah, right? Kal v'chomer, all the more so, l'inyanei olam hazeh. All the more so, we should give up on our things regarding this world. Shebetach ubetach muchrach. That for sure, certainly, a husband needs to give up these things for the sake of his wife. For example, that he should postpone business meetings, or his hobbies, or his friends, etc. When husbands come, and they complain to me, says the Rav, that their wife is imprisoning them. Let's say right side they have that holding their wings, tying them down, lo meshachareret otam, not freeing them l'sha'ot rabot for many hours. That she doesn't want that they will go to a Torah Shia, etc. Baruch Shezeh Beglal Shehem Natnula Et HaHargasha. This is for sure because he gave his wife the feeling that Ha'elu Hem Yoteh Hashuvim Mimena, the feeling that these things were far more important than she was. Remela. Therefore, if they fix this, they will get free from prison. But you should know, that your wife has no choice whatsoever in this matter. Because she is obligated, she needs your attention. Your teme avir lenishima, more than the air that she needs to breathe. Zeno ge ala betzipo nafsha. And this affects her to the soul. Bishvila lahoshot labal lalechet lehabayit lasot pamash shemanyen oto yotemi mena zek molamut. To give you permission, the husband, to go, to leave the house, to go and busy yourself with something that she thinks is more important than her, that's like death to her. She can't do it. Therefore, it doesn't matter what it is that we're talking about that's more important to the husband. For her, for the wife, whatever it is the enemy. That whatever that is, it's a thing which is taking her husband away from her. Et sumat halev shelo, to take that, something that takes away his attention. Halokeh mimena et hashivota v'kavoda, and something that takes away her importance and kavod, respect. Lachen, therefore, miad he sonet at hadavar hazeh u'mena gedet lo. Therefore, immediately she hates whatever it is, and she is against it. Al yite, don't make a mistake. Blandod vaim ele, when you're learning these things. Shehine, yesh lo heter la'avor al haTorah. That now I've got a permission to ignore the Torah. Biglav sheish to bigsha to vaze, because my wife asked me for something. And I know I need to put her in the first place, so I can now transgress the Torah. Chas v'shalom, no way, Jose. Afilu al kotzo shel yud, even the smallest point of the yud, the letter yud, you're not allowed to transgress. Al chumra hachi katana, the smallest chumra. It's forbidden for a husband to transgress. Ella rather, kolanian who eich latet lishto et malaga shashi himon komishon. The whole idea here is working out how to give the wife the feeling that she's in first place. Achakach lewot kate sadlin hoglafinya, and to see how to act according to this idea. Lamase, in practice, ha'ikazu ha'gisha shel ha'bal. In practice, it all depends upon the approach of the husband. Hamilim she'omer, the words he says, v'hargasha shehu meshader lishto, and the feeling that he gives to his wife. She'b'chol pam she'b'vakeshet ezo v'kasha. Because every time that she asks for something, how does he respond? Miad Yomela, if he immediately says to her, Ken Ishti, yes, my wife. Mashata Watsa Ishti, whatever you want, my wife. At Harishana, you're above everything. Vakashamat Watsa, please tell me whatever you want. Shaavo, I bite you, do you want me to come home now? Techefabo, I'll immediately come. At Lifne Yakol Ishti Yakra, you are before everything else, my wife. And so too things like this. Bituim amitiim, true expressions shel ach hatiut v'havana, true expressions of caring and love. Right? If husband does that, he's going to be fine. And if not, not. Al pirov ha'hagasha tova shehamilim halalu yashu be'ishto yaspiku la. On most occasions, the good feeling that these words will give to his wife will be enough for her, satisfy her. The heat of my et la triachoto, and she'll stop bothering him, levatel dvarim bishvila, and not make him cancel his things for her. ואפים לפעמים לא יבטא באמת על איזה דבר. And if sometimes he does have to cancel what he wanted to do, כמו אותו תלמיד שביטל תפילת מנחה בציבור, like that student that we explained before that gave up davening in the minyan in order to go back home, הוא יוכל להשלים את החסר אחר כך. He can make up for it afterwards. Right? He can daven later. He can daven later, he can learn later. He can make up for it. If I'm doing what Hashem wants, Hashem's going to give me the opportunity to make it up. And if Hashem doesn't give me the opportunity to make it up, then it's not what he wanted me to do. Right? Ones patre rachmana. Someone who is in ones, he's forced into a situation where he can't do a mitzvah right now. So it's because Hashem didn't want it. So he's forgiving him. And like we learned yesterday from the Rav in the Shiur, Rav said that a person who wants to do a mitzvah but is stopped from doing it, he gets given the credit as if he did the mitzvah. Like we know that from Brachot. Masechet Brachot says that. It's not such a chidush. The Gemara says that a person who wanted to do a mitzvah and couldn't do it, right? The person who wanted to, then he gets the credit as if he did it. So what does it mean? So Rav Arash explained, it means not only does he get the credit in Shemayim, that they tack up on his scoreboard, you got that mitzvah, well done, and you get the benefit in Shemayim. No, you actually get the benefit down here too. It's as if you completed that mitzvah. And you get the light of that mitzvah, the benefit that that mitzvah would have given you even in this world. The light of the mitzvah, the kedusha, you get anyway. And you get it even at a higher level, because we know that when we come to do a mitzvah, even though we've got really good intentions, but I come to daven, and I want to daven mincha, and then I get there, my mincha is not so good really, because, you know, but I'm tired, and can't concentrate, and I'm thinking about other problems and worries, right? So, at the end of the day, what mitzvah value do I get? I get whatever value I get, let's say 50% value of the potential of that mitzvah. Right? Because I fulfilled it in a 50% way, let's say, for example. However, if I'm stopped from doing a mitzvah, and I had the ratzon, the desire, so it's that same mincha, and I'm coming to do that mincha, and I really want to daven mincha, and I'm coming to daven with good intention and good kavanah, and before I get there, stop, something happens, pikuach nefesh, whatever it is, I can't get to do the mitzvah. I'm credited as if I did that mitzvah, but what am I credited with? My ratzon, the actual amount I get is much higher, because I get given what I wanted to do. I intended to do this great mincha. If I would have got there, I would have actually not done that because tov, but I wanted to. So I get credited according to my ratzon. So if I really want to do something, then I get it that way too. And same too, even in the mincha that I wanted to do. I wanted to daven mincha, and I really wanted to daven with kavanah. But I went and I davened, and my mind was everywhere. I did daven with kavanah, but I wanted to. So then I get the same thing. It's not that I was stopped from doing the mitzvah, I was stopped from doing that part of the mitzvah. But I wanted to do it, so I get the credit, because it was in the ratzon. My ratzon, my desire was to actually do it. So here too, when a wife stops a husband from learning Torah, from going to yeshiva, from davening in a minyan, whatever he needs to do, right? And he wants to do it, it's not that he's happy now, I get a day off, right? No, but if he wanted to actually go daven and he wanted to, then he gets the credit for doing that. But not only does he get the credit, he gets even a higher credit. Because he gets the credit of his desire, which hopefully is higher than that actually he would have managed to do in practice. So it's so he wins out. He wins out. But take that. You should know. She'eli shash. Oh, what's it that? Oh, Okay. She'im mitei pan pishto al shel adam tzricha oto. If sometimes a wife does need you, hu yeda latet leta hagasha shehi ahuva etzlo yotamia. He should know, husband needs to know how to give his wife the feeling at that time that she's the most important thing. As shahazman hayav yu panim lavodat Hashem. Then the rest of his time will be free for serving us Hashem. Ki isha zu she'en la tachavut im klub, hi isha musharet. Smecha v'hi tagid lo v'ratzon lech tavodat Hashem. Because then a wife who is, generally speaking, happy, she knows her husband, loves her very much and is paying her attention, she doesn't need you there. She can free you to go and do whatever it is you need to do. Kamuvan she'isha normalit yodat she'im ba'ala lo yelech la'avod o l'lamod. A normal wife knows that if a husband doesn't go to work or doesn't go to learn, ze'yifka b'parnasa shelahem u'va'od bo'im, it will cause damage to their parnasa or to other things. Aval lebal asur la'agid la et otam devarim shegam hi yodat. But a husband is forbidden to say things which even she knows too. This is important. Kugon, for example, will explain. Ma ani aseh yesh kolel yesh avada. What can I do? There's a kolel. There's work to do. Harei hi yodat heitev shehu tzarech lamod. She knows very well that he needs to learn. Lit palel or lavod. But she wants to know that she's above everything. What's he saying? Even if the wife knows, you're married to a holy kosher wife. She knows that you need to daven 3 times a day. She knows you've got a minyan right now. And you know that she thinks it's important. Generally speaking, she feels it's important. But I'm still not allowed to say to her, you know there's a minyan now. You know there's, I've got, right? You know that, hello, right? It's true, it depends on the circumstance, right? If it's simply a question of reminding of the time, you're sitting there eating and you say, oh, by the way, I need to go daven in 5 minutes, okay? Fine, you're just reminding her. You're not, but if she needs you, and she says to you, I need you to stay home and look after the cat, right? Then she knows that she's telling you to do that while there's a minion there. And so it's not, I'm not allowed to say, but you know that I'll miss the minion, I won't be able to doubt, I won't be able to go to shul. She knows that, right? So I'm not allowed to say that, just because it's making her feel bad, and it's making me say that I'm going to put the minion above you. If she doesn't know, so you're just telling her, you're not, it's not a competition. Does that make sense? Right? If she doesn't know that you've got a shiur, then you can tell her, and then see whether that's okay with her. You can go. If she doesn't know that the last minyan is now on top, but not to a wife knows, and we don't need to point out to her stuff that she's already aware of. Lachen ba'otam mikrem shehi tzricha oto. So those times when she needs him, Yagid la, he should say to her, Ishti, my wife, lo manyenoti hakolel, lo klum, right? My yeshiva, my kolel, it doesn't interest me at all. You are more important right now. Shum devar ba'olam eino chashuv b'einai ke klipat hashum lamutecha. There's nothing in the world which is important to me, not even like the, it's like the, I guess it's a Hebrew expression, the skin of a good piece of garlic compared to you. Right? Nothing, whatever that means, nothing in the world is important compared to you. Kshatsu yichauti en shum devar she'omed b'fanayach. When you need me, there's nothing else that stands in the way. Right? To tell your wife that. And most times, a husband that tells his wife that, she's like, okay, fine, go. Right? She was just testing it. She She's just seeing, she just wants to know. She doesn't want an argument right now. She just wants to know that she's right. Pa'amim rabot she'isha pashut menaseret about sometimes the wife is just testing the husband. But yodin or shelo yodin, whether she knows it or she doesn't, consciously or subconsciously, she's testing him. Sometimes she's really testing it, she knows what she's doing. Sometimes she doesn't realize, she doesn't really know what she's doing right now. But she's still testing you. Leirotim hiba makom rishon, to see if she's in first place. Yesh ba ratzon lishmoto omer befeirush shehi lifnei hakol. And right now what she wants is just to hear that she's the most important thing. She's feeling a little bit down. She's feeling a little bit without confidence. And she needs to hear right now that she's the number one, that her husband puts her in first place. Yesh barat son lishmoto. Bishvila hadibuim ha'ele hem matanach hachishuva. For her, these words that she hears from her husband, that he puts her in first place, is the greatest present. The most important thing that she can hear. She yocholalak about ibalak, the most important thing that she can receive from her husband. Lachen imabal yiten liishto et hayachas hazeh b'chol minei pa'amim. Therefore, if the husband gives his wife this feeling every time she tests him, she will send him away to busy himself with his own things very easily. There are Torah students, b'frak eile shematchilim b'tzadim rishonim b'derech haTorah, particularly those who are starting out new in Torah, b'al teshuva, shelibam haboel laviyehem b'shem hashamayim, that their heart burns for the Hashem yitbarach, and meviotam lematzavei metach kashim b'bayit, and it brings them to very stressful situations in the house. Ki kasher lehem, because it's difficult for them. Ketzad yasimu et ha'isha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They think to themselves, how can I put my wife before Hashem Yibarach? And they get to a very stressful place. There's Hashem, and what Hashem wants of me. And then there's my wife. And B'nai Torah, Torah students, and who are full of desire to serve Hashem. They can get very stressed. What do you want me to do? Hashem, I want to serve you, and she's not letting me. Right? Difficult. Therefore, we need to know. Shibavadai ba'ol l'kol bad ba'adat v'gam li'isha atzma shaborei barach hu me'alakol. Therefore, we should know. It's clear that certainly it's clear, it should be clear to everyone, and it's even clear to the wives as well. It's clear to your wife that Hashem Yibarach is above everything. Right. No one is arguing and saying that Hashem is not above everything. Sha Torah hi me'alakol, that Torah is above everything. Sha Rav hu me'alakol, that the rabbi is above everything. Sha re'afilu kushimu dubam and mitzvad kibud av ve'em shehima doraita. Because even when we talk about, for example, the mitzvah of honoring your father and mother, which is a Doraita commandment from the Torah. Im omrim lo ha'orav levater al psik mea Torah, asur lishmo lehem. Even if the parents say that you should not do anything of Torah, you should transgress even a small amount of Torah, that you shouldn't do it. You're not allowed to listen to them. So you see, even where there's a Torah commandment to honor your father and mother, do what they say. They tell you to transgress any Torah, you're not allowed to do it. So you see, kal v'chomer, even though your wife tells you to do something, you can't transgress Torah for it. Right? So we're not saying in this chapter where we put our wife first above everything, that you transgress any Torah. It's forbidden to do that. Ella, rather, kol einyan hu shetzaricha ba latet lishto ta hargasha she'ein la tachorut al tzumat lev shelo alev. But the whole idea here is simply that the husband needs to give the wife the feeling that there's no competition. that she has all of his attention. I feel a lot in my Kodesh Baruch Hu, that even over and above Hashem, right, to give your wife the feeling that she's more important to you than Hashem is. That's your job. Not to actually make her more important, but to give your wife the feeling that she's more important. And that is also what Hashem wants of you. Hashem wants you to give your wife the feeling that she's more important than Hashem is. She's not. But she has to feel that she is. You have to give her that feeling that she is. A dugma, for example. She'abal sarifa lechet l'shiotora. A husband that wants to, needs to go learn a shiur of Torah, a lesson. Ishto watsa she'ui she'abayet. And his wife wants him to stay home right now. If he tells her, Ma zot omeret, what are you talking about? Hashem siva lomod Torah v'hulafanev. What are you talking about? Hashem said I need to learn Torah, right? And that's a commandment, and that comes before what you want. You want me to stay here and talk about your day, right? That's a Torah commandment, right? No, so that's not the derech. If he says that, that's just going to upset her and put into her to be against Torah. She's now fighting against Torah, because the Torah is now being put up against her in competition. Therefore, this is not the way. Ella, rather, Shomela, you should say to her, Ishti Hayikara, my dear wife, At Harishona Etzli B'chaim, you're the most important thing in my life. Mat Kvotsa, whatever you want. Bavakasha, please. Mashe Tirtzi Esela, whatever you want, I'm happy to do. Miyad Kishe Milim Eilu, Miyad Kishe Amar Milim Eilu, Miyad Akol Kava Yishane. Once he says these words to her, everything will change. Everything will change. If he says it truthfully, Hashem is going to change it all. Hashem is in control. Hashem is controlling your wife. Hashem is making her test you. Hashem is going to put into her head to say, no, you know what? You can leave now. But only if you pass the test. If I pass the test and I truly say to my wife, your number, you're right, 100%, I'm sorry that I let you think for a minute that was more important. I'm going to drop it completely, and I mean it. Then Hashem says, bing, great, you passed the test. Now you can go learn your Torah. So I don't need to keep you in the house now. I don't need to make you stay. You passed the test. You did what you needed to do. So immediately the wife changes her mind. And if you do that and your wife doesn't change her mind, then it's just a sign that I still have something to work on here. It's not fixed. Either I'm lying, and I don't mean it. I actually do want to leave the house right now. I do want to go to my shul. It's more important. I'm lying to her. Or there's actually a big spiritual debt in the bank account that needs to be made up. So right now, I mean it. But the 20 times before where I didn't put it in first place, I need to pay that back. So I'm going to have to... It's going to take me a while before she gets the confidence in me that actually she trusts me. And that might take a while. But that's also good. That's also my Hashem is showing me what my Avodat Hashem is right now. Right now, the way Hashem wants me to serve him is to stay at home. He doesn't want me to serve him by going to a shul. That's also good. Avodat Hashem, we shall continue next week.